Drew in question.
Nah, I'm good, mate.
Drew sat down on the chair opposite where Connor had been sitting. I've got something for you to look at. Connor wandered back to the couch with his drink and settled his 6'4" frame into the seat.
What's this, then?
He used his half-full glass to indicate the large envelope Drew held. Drew opened it and slid a stack of photos out into his hand.
Time to find yourself a photographer, he said, handing the stack to Connor, who groaned in response.
He'd forgotten he'd signed up for this. The other three had cheerfully handed off responsibility for choosing someone to document the upcoming leg of the tour for an official photo book. But he'd decided in a fit of enthusiasm that he wanted the final say in how the book turned out. He put his glass down on the coffee table and began looking through the glossy photos, which proved to be printouts from the portfolios of the industry's most respected music photographers. After a few minutes, they all seemed to blend into each other. Bright lights, screaming fans, various famous musicians crashing out on tour buses between shows. Disillusioned with the whole endeavor, he tossed the photos on the table, half of them sliding off the other side and landing on the floor.
No one's really standing out to me. Maybe you should just pick someone and get it over with.
Drew scrubbed his hand over his face.
Come on, Connor. I know this whole thing was the record label's idea, but you asked for creative control, so you need to put some effort into it. This guy will be with you for 3 months, so he has to fit well creatively and personally. It has to be someone you like, or can at least tolerate for that long. Otherwise, you'll end up scaring him off with that scowl of yours.
He pointed at Connor.
Just like the one you've got on your face now. The label won't be happy if the photographer leaves halfway through the tour, since they're investing a lot of money in promoting this book.
Connor grumbled to himself, but Drew was right. If he wanted the finished product to reflect his vision, he had to put the effort in. After all, the band was at the pinnacle of success, and the label had convinced them that a photo book of their latest sellout stadium tour was the best way to celebrate. If only he felt more like celebrating. Unfortunately, he'd been struggling to feel enthusiastic about much of anything to do with the tour, let alone picking a photographer to take endless shots of the band on stage singing their greatest hits to hordes of screaming fans. He glanced over at the scattered photos, then groaned and reached instead for the glossy magazine that was the only other thing on the table, and began flipping through it. He'd look at the photos again later. Hopefully his interest would return by then. Pausing on a photo spread in the center of the magazine, his eyes narrowed. Now this was interesting. It wasn't a music-related photograph, but rather a black-and-white streetscape. In the picture, it was raining hard, the gloomy clouds low and oppressive. People walked through the scene, umbrellas held over their downturned heads to protect them from the deluge. In the background, a young girl without an umbrella stood with her head thrown back in glee, while sheets of silvery rain fell on her upturned face. Her arms were outstretched and she was laughing. The expression of innocent joy on her face was so luminous, it shone through the dreariness of the rest of the scene and brought the entire thing to life. Now that was more what he was looking for, a photo that actually made him feel an emotional connection. He didn't just want this photo book to show the obvious bright lights and screaming fans. He wanted to really feel the passion their music inspired, not just in the people that spent their hard-earned cash and crammed into stadiums to see them, but in everyone else that was involved in this crazy roller coaster ride. Because God knew he hadn't been feeling much passion for it himself lately. If he could find someone to capture those emotions on camera, it might help him rediscover that sense of connection and shared experience that playing live music always used to give him. He was a lucky bastard to have the life he did, a life he'd dreamed of since childhood. But lately he'd been struggling to regain the feeling of purpose he'd always had. Maybe seeing his life through this person's lens, he'd start appreciating what he had again. The photo certainly spoke to him in a way none of the others had. He stood and tossed the magazine on Drew's lap.
I want this one, he said.
She says she's not interested, Drew announced when he came back from making the call.
Everyone's interested. This book's a career maker.
Connor frowned, unsure if he was more annoyed or impressed that the photographer had knocked them back.
What did she say exactly?
Well, first off, she didn't believe me when I...